Our next speaker is a founding partner at Shanley Price, where he practices workers' comp, general civil litigation, insurance receivership, and insurance law, including insurance regulation and compliance, workers' compensation defense, claims consulting, and subrogation. His practice includes representation of insurance carriers and administrative proceedings in the divisions in the Division of Workers' Compensation and in district courts throughout Texas. His firm is widely regarded as an expert in this field, and we are pleased to have Dan Price here to speak to us. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am not a school lawyer. I'm going to do my best to try to keep up with you guys, and I thought we had a lot of acronyms, but there was a lot I did not understand in that. So... and I have the enviable position here to be between everyone and lunch, which I know is the favorite spot for all speakers, but I'm going to bribe you guys to pay attention to me on a topic that you may not be aware of, may not have any interest in. I've got swag. I'm going to ask some questions, pay attention, and I'll, that's why I have my backpack up here. I'll pass some stuff out. We're going to be talking about Workers' Comp 101. What is workers' compensation? So workers' comp is a product of what is called the grand bargain. The grand bargain is between industry and workers, where workers have surrendered the right to file a common law suit against the employers in exchange for guaranteed benefits, guaranteed damages for an injury that occurs in the course and scope of their employment. Workers' compensation, modern workers' compensation, dates back all the way to 1884. German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck had the first modern act. It was the accident insurance law. They insured manufacturing, mining, and transportation under that, and they provided the framework that we use today. Medical benefits and wage replacement for workers that have, I'm sorry, for policyholders, employees of policyholders injured or killed in the course and scope of employment. Interestingly, in workers' comp, the policyholder is the employer and the claimant is the worker. Our Texas system is an administrative law system governed by the Texas Workers' Compensation Act and the Texas Labor Code and the Texas Department of Insurance Division of Workers' Compensation rules under Title 28 there, the Administrative Code. All right, why have workers' compensation? I kind of tipped it off there at the outset. Workers' compensation has a question between subscribers and non-subscribers. Texas is one of the few states where you do not have to have workers' compensation insurance as an employer. But there are reasons that you may want to have workers' comp insurance. A subscriber is one that maintains workers' compensation, and in our nomenclature, a non-subscriber is one who does not. You want workers' compensation because it's a no-fault system, okay? Workers' compensation benefits are provided to the injured worker regardless of the negligence of that injured worker, whether they cause the problems, and they don't need to prove the negligence of the employer to get the benefits. If the worker sustains a compensable injury, which is an injury in the course and scope of employment, or an injury while you're furthering the affairs of the employment, then the employee is going to be entitled to lifetime medical benefits for the injury that was sustained. The other key aspect, part of that grand bargain, is the subscriber to workers' compensation, that employer has an exclusive remedy defense available. It's an affirmative defense that provides the only benefits, only damages that that injured worker can recover are through the workers' compensation system. An injured worker may not recover damages and negligence for the fault of the employer. There is a limited exception to this involving death where there's an intentional act of the employer or gross negligence. So non-subscribers to workers' compensation, well, they don't provide workers' compensation. they have what we call gone bare. They are exposed to liability for the employee's injury and the course and scope of employment. Importantly, the employee may bring that personal injury suit, and the employer is prohibited from raising certain common law defenses, including contributory negligence, assumption of risk, and even that the injury was caused by a fellow employee.